Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. As always, you can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you still call it, LewyLewis5. That's LewyLewis, and the number 5. Joining me today is my co-host, Bill. How's it going today?
It's going okay.
Yeah, we're
licking my wounds from last week.
I mean, it's unpredictable. I mean, it also doesn't help that there's, what, 6 teams on bye week last week?
Yeah.
And a lot of them were pretty big names, you know, the Rams and everything like that.
Guys, I thought we're going to play, ended up not playing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even looking at that bye week, Cardinals, Lions, Jacksonville, Raiders, Rams, Seahawks. I mean, those are, what, 1, 2, you got like 3 or 4 good quality wide receivers in there.
Coaches that decided they didn't want to use their best players, like Bijan or McCaffrey, you know. Yeah. Why would you play those guys?
No, I mean, why would you only give the McCaffrey only like 5 carries? Bijan, you deserve 8. We only got Kirk Cousins, that's $45 million. You know, cute. What could go wrong? And he's got no Drake London to throw to that week. Just terrible.
Still, you still don't use him.
No.
He should have had like 15, 20 carries and like 5, 10 receptions. Like, he should have been like your whole focal point.
Yep. And, so, you know, Bijan should have been their focal. Same thing with Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. They should have been the focal point of the offense. And, jeez, they definitely were not.
And they wonder why they lost.
Yeah, every week they wonder why.
It's not brain surgery.
No, not at all. Well, we are recording pretty much in the fourth quarter of this Thursday night football game. Ravens taking on Dolphins. Ravens are 28-6, so that seems like it's secured. Especially,
you know, the Ravens schedule for the rest of the year isn't bad.
No. I mean, they're what, 2-5 on the season. I mean, if they win, that division's not as glamour as it once was. No. You know, last year I think it was what, we had 3 playoff teams, or no, 2, and then I don't think the Browns did. Yeah,
no, not Browns didn't.
Browns look terrible still. Steelers, I mean, they're beatable, and the Bengals, they're easily beatable because they have no Joe Burrow still. I mean, Joe Flacco can do what he can, but the defense is god awful.
Yeah.
And who knows with the trade rumors with Trey Hendrickson, and who knows?
I think that they might be waiting to see if they win this week.
Yeah, that's true. But we're recording right now on today's show. Of course, our start sits of week 9. Our parlay anytime touchdowns this week. Also, you know, Bill, next time we talk, week 9 will be over with, and the trade deadline of November 4th for real football. So we're going to do a couple of trade predictions, we're going to say, and of course, our pick segment. With that, let's get fantasy. We're going to kind of go through this injury list real quick, though. Carolina and Packers, Bryce Young, sounds like he's going to be back this week. So you don't have to worry about Andy Dalton. Then again, which one would you rather start?
If I was Carolina, I'd sit Young. Because I wouldn't expect to win that game anyways. So I would just make him Dalton the sacrificial lamb for a week and get Young fully healthy.
Right. No, I agree. Especially it's against our Packers. So
yeah.
Dontavian Wicks calf. He did not practice. It sounds like he's probably gonna miss again.
Yeah. I mean, Watson's back now. So
Watson looked great And
he I was surprised.
50% snaps, something like that.
Even though Savion Williams in the action.
Yep. Yeah, he finally got that touchdown, like you and I have been saying. He looks just so good in space each and every week. Josh Jacobs was limited with a calf injury, and you and I talked before we jumped on. Mm-hmm. Just sit him this week. Like, just get him fully healthy.
Yeah.
And play Emmanuel Wilson and just do well.
He's looked good.
Yep. Bears Bengals looks like Roma Dunze showed up for a heel. I'm surprised by that. He did not practice. Burden is still in concussion protocol. Swift groin, he's going to play. He's been doing it for a while. And Cole Kmet was limited as well. On the Bengals side, Joe Flacco. What do you think about that? His right shoulder.
He practiced a little today, didn't he?
This was for Wednesday, so it shows nothing.
Okay. I thought he practiced a little. I think he plays.
You think he plays? It's all about Bengay tolerance, I guess.
Icy hot.
Some Bengay here. And
yeah, he'll work that old man magic.
The Texans. Dalton Schultz. Sounds like he didn't practice. Knee and shoulder, not really big fantasy relevancy. I don't see there. Nico Collins did clear concussion protocol, so he's set to return this week. And CJ Stroud probably needs him.
Yeah.
Let's see. Christian Kirk, hamstring. I don't think he plays again. It's just might as well. Just a wash. Colts, Josh Downs, looks like he missed with a hip. I'm assuming that he'll play, though. It sounds like it's kind of a rest day, I guess, if you will. Steelers, Pat Freiermuth, quad. He'll probably, I think
they have like three tight ends. Does it matter?
Yeah, I guess, well, Jonnu Smith was rest. Pat Freiermuth was quad, so he did not play on practice on Wednesday. So, yeah, who knows? I mean, again, I'm not probably playing any of those three anyways.
No.
Let's keep on looking down this list. Does Ricky Pearsall play this week? God damn. It seems like it's been forever since he's played.
If I had any faith in the 49ers medical staff and what to believe and what to not, I'll believe it when he shows up for a game.
It's his knee again. And then Brock Purdy, he is limited. It sounds like he's going to give it a go this week. I
think he does.
Yep. So, I mean, that could really turn things around for them this week. How about the Falcons? Since we already talked about them, Darnell Mooney, hamstring. I don't know if he plays. I think he probably will because he played a while and came back from the hamstring. Drake May, very disappointed that he was inactive last week. I think he's going to play this week with Kyle Pitts, his ankle, and hopefully Michael Penix because that team needs those three.
Yeah, we found out why Cousins got benched last year. The dude can't get a touchdown to save his life.
No, not at all. Ramondre Stevenson was sidelined with a toe injury. Please be sidelined for the rest of the season because I want to see Travion Henderson. Come on.
I drafted him.
He looked so good last week, running chunks after chunks after chunks.
And he receives and he does keep. Yeah, just play that guy.
So frustrating just watching that team.
Mm hmm. We draft five receivers in 2 years and we don't use any of them.
Especially all in like the second round. I think Kyle Williams was a second round or third round and Jalen Polk the year before. And it's like, what are you guys looking for? Yeah. Kelvin Ridley, I don't think he plays again with a hamstring. Might as well. Yeah. I like Chimiri, DK. He's been looking actually pretty solid.
He looks good. I feel.
Yes. Alvin Kamara was out with the ankle. Dude, he's just another guy that's been disappointment. I don't know what to expect from him. He's just been disappointment.
Every week I think they're going to use him, and then they don't. They don't use him in the passing game anymore.
I had him as a start last week. I didn't know he really got hurt, or he just, you know, he struggles to watching him. And, I mean, in our Dynasty League, it probably wasn't the greatest fair trade, I guess. It was Kamara and a fourth for Alec Pierce and a third. Like, I think it's more the name base, Alvin Kamara, at this point. But I don't see him getting moved before next week
either. Well, that's the problem. The Saints got to be in a hard place. They're like, well, if we move him, he says he's going to retire. We play him and he doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
We kind of want to see what we got in Devin Neal. Like,
well, even Devin Neal, I think, downhill. Is injured.
Like,
yeah, Devin Neal, ankle. He's not practicing. And they're starting Tyler Shook, which that guy sucks. I don't even care what anyone says. Spencer Rattler's way better than Tyler Shook.
Yeah.
Maybe just give him, I guess, a couple games to watch. But that guy looks like he's throwing into the ground for no reason.
That's another team. I don't know what's going on.
Well, tank for Archie if he comes out.
Yeah, I don't think he's coming out this year.
I don't think he does either.
He really needs another year to develop.
Yes, I completely agree with that. Let's see some other guys. Brock Bowers sounds like he's going to be playing with a knee injury. Isaiah Pacheco, I don't think he plays this week.
No.
His PCL, I believe.
Against that defense, I don't think he'd do much.
No, that's why I feel like he should just sit.
It's not they absolutely need him on that team right now.
Yeah. No, now. And then Terry McLaurin. What the hell, man? This guy.
He died.
He is just a waste of talent this year. I mean, he got paid and he disappears.
And how many times have we heard that in the NFL?
Weird. I know. Hey, I'm ready to go. Oh, wait a minute. He didn't practice all off season. What happens? Oh, injured quad, injured hamstring, my ankle. You know, it's just terrible. But that's your injury report for the week. Let's before we do our start sits, I guess let's hear a word from the Podfather about Fast Draft.
Pour one out for an incredible best ball season. It was a breakout 2025 for Fast Draft, but now the NFL action has started. That means it's DFS season. That's right. You might think, oh, wow, DFS, I can't win DFS. Oh, but you can on Fast Draft. You just pick any six guys and you put them in a handful of booster spots. There's no salary rubric you have to follow. You're not going up against thousands of killer bots in these tournaments. Oh, no, 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 no. These are regular people grabbing their six favorite plays of the week, and that's all you have to do. And we post the ownership so that you can choose how much chalk you want. There is no drafting. It's called the Quick Six Super Slam. The Quick Six Super Slam is the signature DFS contest at Fast Draft. It is changing DFS. We are making DFS great again. So go to fastdraft.app and use your host promo code for a $50 deposit match. And let's go start drafting faster.
Yeah, go ahead and use our promo code Lewis, LEWIS, for a dollar-for-dollar match up to $50 on your first deposit. Bill, we always do our super slams or six slam. Who are your top three guys this week that we want to plug into this lineup?
You know what? I forgot to write it down.
All right. I have it in text. You did JT, Gibbs, and Chase.
Yeah, I think JT coming off bye week, he's getting in there for sure. Gibbs is Gibbs. Like, he's not like JT. You just plug him.
Yeah, I mean, those two are just great. I think JT you know, we see it every year that after the bye week, they actually get him more involved and bang, he could come right out of the chute. And they face what, Jacksonville this week. So it's not that bad of a team to run against.
No.
Chase is just Chase. And that's especially if hopefully Flacco plays though. And if that's the case, though.
Yeah. And yeah, Flacco plays, you got to play Chase because he'll just throw him ball 20 times.
I mean, what do you get? 19 targets last week?
Yeah. And
12 catches?
Yeah. Just play Chase. I don't care.
Yeah, definitely. Well, my top three is Jonathan Taylor. I mean, how can you not say Jonathan Taylor at this point? He's just a man on a mission.
He's got to be MVP at this point.
I don't see how, if he continues his pace, it's easily him. But
yeah,
we all know he might be the offensive player of the year or whatever. I mean, and
is there a quarterback out there that's wowing you to overtake JT?
Patrick Mahomes, probably.
Yeah.
Nah. I mean, that's like the only guy I could think of off the top of my head, but don't be surprised.
Oh, I know.
Jackson Smith and Ojigba. I mean, he's coming off a bye week. He's fresh. They're facing a decent opponent. It's a plus matchup. And the Commanders, they give up points, and it looks like it could be a shootout as well. And this week, CMC, he's got to get more touches, more targets. He's going to get more involved, and Purdy should be playing, so it should be a lot better off for Christian McCaffrey this week compared to last week. Oh, my God, that is terrible.
Yeah, that killed me.
I felt it too. All right, Bill, give me your starts of week 9.
All right. Week. Starting, I think he plays – I'm playing Flacco. And I mean, he's got the weapons. He's been actually very good. Mm-hmm. So I'm playing Flacco against, God, who's Cleveland playing again?
Cleveland, Cincinnati, you mean?
Oh, Cincinnati. Sorry. Bears. Chicago. The Bears. Chicago. Yeah, no, the Bears defense is not good. running back Vidal for the Chargers.
Yeah.
He's good. I don't know what's going to happen though. Hampton comes back. It's almost going to have to be like a 50-50.
I mean, what they wanted to do. Has he done anything
to not give him the ball when Hampton comes back?
Come on, Vidal. I mean, he's doing without the two star tackles too at this point.
Like, I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I'm starting to become a believer. He's just doing it every week now.
He's a good running back. I loved him coming out of Troy. I got him in a couple leagues. I did let him go this past offseason just because in dynasty leagues, just because they drafted Omarion Hampton and then they signed Najee Harris.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I mean, at that point, I was like, okay, maybe the gig is up and Harris shoots his eye out with fireworks and,
yeah,
you know, Hampton injures his ankle and the rest is history.
And you ran with it. wide receiver, I think Travis Hunter coming off a bye week finally has a better week and maybe actually gets to go downfield a little further than 5-yard route, it seems like. He gets in the end zone. Because whatever reason, it's not happening with Thomas this year. I don't know what's going on with that.
I feel like he's afraid of the ball. Like, I've watched so many times and he looks afraid of the ball.
So
I don't know what it is.
I think
afraid this week to get hit, like, something.
We drafted Hunter. Let's use him a little more. And tight end, Zach Ertz, because as a catcher, pass catcher on the Redskins, or not Redskins, Commanders, he might be the only guy I really have faith in right now.
Yeah.
I mean, no Scary Terry.
No.
Debo.
He's still battling the heel injury, so who knows, too.
But I feel like the red zone guy is Ertz.
Yeah.
So
I thought you said Colson Loveland in our show notes and
I like him too this week. I think I might have had Loveland. I might have changed it. But Loveland's good too.
Talking about Travis Hunter, before last week's bye week, he was wide receiver 9. He had 14 targets.
Yeah.
I think he could do that again, you know, coming out, or does Brian Thomas finally get involved more and more? But from how he's looked so far this year, I don't see how.
He's been one of the biggest disappointments of the year.
Oh, yeah. Like, a couple of weeks ago, I did a show with my guy, Chev, and he was probably my biggest disappointment, is because we drafted him in the first, end of first round, beginning of second round. Thing is, ADP was 201. Your return is a wide receiver 40. Like, what the hell? No, it's not what I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, it's, you know, we brutal. Look at it. He was doing great with Mac Jones, not Trevor Lawrence. Lawrence and him struggled at the beginning of the year. And then he's getting 14 targets a game. I mean, Travis Hunter just got 14 targets, but he gets 14 targets a game and goes off ape shit. You know, like, when you get that many targets, yeah, you're probably going to do it really well after a while. You're going to catch a ball. You're going to get 100 yards. That's what happened. No, I really like a lot of those. I mean, your starts. I don't think I can complain with any of them, actually. I didn't want to nitpick any of them. For me, my starts, Kyler Murray at quarterback against the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah.
Feeling fresh, you know, missed two games due to injury, had a bye week. So that's his last 3 weeks. A bye, two games missed. He will get a huge plus upside matchup in the Dallas Cowboys. You know, I love the matchup. This game is actually the highest implied point total at 53.5 points this weekend, meaning it's a big shootout game. Mm-hmm. Expect Murray to use his legs. I think he's now healthy, fresh. Call of Duty still hasn't came out yet, so he's got time. He's going to throw a touchdown to McBride, and he's going to throw another one to Marvin Harrison Jr. as well. Do yourself a favor and start Kyler Murray this week. This one, I don't see how you could pass on him. My running back, DeAndre Swift against the Bengals.
Been decent.
And ever since his week five bye week, he's been a different running back. He's got, in the last two games, or those three games, two of the games, he had over 100 yards rushing and has two rushing touchdowns. The game that he didn't have a touchdown in, he caught one. He has four catches, 108 yards with a score in the last three games. And his RB finishes, RB6, RB6, and RB15. Now he gets a really weak defense in the Bengals, and I see a top 12 option right now. He should finish as a top 12 this week again. And I don't think Trey Hendrickson plays, which means more opportunity for him to score more points. I really love DeAndre Swift this week. Wide receiver, I did in our show notes, I did have as Jalen Waddle. Well, he played. I mean, he had six catches, 82 yards.
Yeah.
That's
what
he finished the game as. And I was like, shit, now I got to switch. Looking. Trey Tucker looks interesting to me.
Yeah.
Against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think he's going to be a big-time game this week. Jacoby Myers, the trade rumors are rooming around. And ultimately, I think he's gone, but I don't think he really plays this week either.
They don't want to risk hurting him.
They don't want to trade him. If he gets hurt, and then what you get in return?
Nothing.
A compository pick or whatever next year? No. They want something for set in stone. So I don't see him playing much. Brock Bowers is probably going to come back, but you need a guy that could stretch a field. Trey Tucker. I mean, he's played over 90% of snaps every single game this year. He's fresh off a bye week again. I think he's going to have a big week against the Jaguars. So I'm starting Tucker Kraft. And then my tight end, I shouldn't even picked him because it's a given, but he went goose egg last week.
Okay.
He's tied in one on the season, I think, still. Jake Ferguson. Like I said, he went goose egg last week.
Yeah, I don't understand.
He's coming back for a big ass week, and he's going to put on, he's going to fall in the end zone, do a little celebration. He's facing the Cardinals, which give up the fifth most points to tight ends, and I'm loving the matchup. Another 50 plus point total this week. So I'm would be starting him, and don't even worry about the bad performance last week, unless if you lost the game, obviously, in your matchup. But this week, he's going to come back, and he's going to do you right. So I'm starting Jake Ferguson. I mean, I don't know how I couldn't some of those guys. Like, my favorite one is probably Swift. I really am high on Swift this week.
He's been a nice surprise for me this year.
Yeah, definitely. What is your sits look like now?
All right. Quarterback, it's been tough to try to find one this week. I'm going to say Jackson Dart since his best friend died. I don't know what he's going to do without Scadaboo.
Uh-oh.
Against the 49ers. I'm not sure. I could also see Allen having a bad game against the Chiefs.
Josh. Yeah. I could see it.
So I'm going to go Dart, though. I want to see what he looks like without Scadaboo in the backfield and as a wide receiving option. Mm-hmm. Running back, we talked about it earlier. I switched it to Jacobs because after we talked, I'm a little weary. If they get ahead in that game, if they just don't sit him, because they've been kind of like very careful with him, even in close games on his touches.
Yeah, I'll look up his snap share while you're talking.
So I'd be weary on Jacobs. Wide receiver, I'm going to say Cortland Sutton. Just matchup. And they spread the ball around anyways, so I could see Sutton maybe not having that great of a game. Like, maybe average, but nothing stupendous. Mm-hmm. And tight end, it's purely matchup Henry. Just because Atlanta actually has played tight end very well.
Yeah, one of the better defenses against tight ends as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking about Josh Jacobs. In the last 2 weeks, he's popped up a lot about his calf injury, mm-hmm. and they're not playing as much, 55% and 53%.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he was RB9 and 19, but he's not giving you 60, 70% of snaps right now either.
Like last year, he was getting like everything.
Yeah, and we just seen Jordan Love throw for 360 last week. Why not play him and see what he could do against, you know, actually a decent defense of pass defense. You know, they got J.C. Horn that's really good. I want to see some of that. You know, how can he prove that he's a great quarterback in this league? For my sits of the week, you had originally C.J. Stroud, which I was going to put. So I went in the same game, though. I went Bo Nix. So I could do either Bo Nix or C.J. Stroud. I'm not starting. But since you picked C.J. originally, I switched and looked up information about Bo Nix. Last week, I picked the quarterback that faced Houston Texans, and I hit because Mac Jones looked like dog shit.
Yeah.
And I know Bo Nix has been red hot, you know, but still. They're facing the Texans that are number one against opposing quarterbacks this season. They have shut him down. And Devin Stingley, he's going to shut down Cortland Sutton, like you already said. So it's a match made in heaven for you and I. Also, like I said, Nix has been heating up. This isn't NBA Jam. You're not going to go on fire by having three stud games because the Texans are bringing their fire extinguishers and putting them out this week. And they are also 40 points implied total in this game. That's 40 points. You're not scoring 33 points in the fourth quarter. You're not scoring, 44 this past week. I just don't think they're going to – I think a lot of this is going to be slow play, run the ball, take the opportunities. You're only going to have, like, maybe four possessions in the first half, you know, four possessions in the second half. So eight total possessions, like – you're not going to put up a whole bunch of points this week, I don't believe.
I was going to say, going back to CJ, I'm like, let me see you have two good weeks in a row because I haven't seen that in a long, long time.
again, CJ, yeah. That was his first 300-yard game since last year, week five. That's over a year of bare minimum of 250 yards, probably. If you're lucky, you touch that. Like, and his best quarter or his best receiver was out last week. What the hell are we doing here? What are we?
It was a weird week. The whole week was weird last week.
I don't understand that. My sits for running back, Aaron Jones against the Lions.
Yeah.
Jones is coming off of IR. Last week, he gave you 53% of snaps, only 5 fantasy points, finishes RB40. In a plus matchup for Jones and the Vikings last week, now he's going against a tougher Lions run defense. I don't see him or Jordan Mason doing well. Jordan Mason is going to at least get you probably the goal line running back. So I don't like Jones in this matchup. So I'm sitting him. For my wide receiver, I think it's just been a common occurrence. Xavier Worthy, I'm sitting him against the Bills. I mean, Worthy has not been relevant since Rashee Rice has came back from his suspension. He's got 11 targets in 2 games, caught 8 of them for 88 yards, and that's it. That's it. He was wide receiver 47 and 36. And the Bills' defense is actually one of the tougher ones against wideouts. So I'm not doing anything like that, because also Rice is getting manufactured touches.
Mm-hmm.
And he's only playing like 60% of snaps right now, and he's just getting more and more involved in this offense. So I'm not touching him. And my tight end sit is Dalton Kincaid. I'm sitting in the same game. Each and every week, I am either picking a tight end that's facing the Browns, mm-hmm. or I'm picking a tight end that's facing the Chiefs. Last week, I picked Zach Ertz against the Chiefs. I hit on that. Why not stay Dalton Kincaid? I mean, in the last 3 weeks, he missed a game, bye week, and he only played 22% of snaps last week, finishing as tight end 34. Maybe he's still got a lingering injury, because 22% of snaps is like nothing. I know that James Cook ran wild last week, but still 22% of snaps of, you know, what, 60 snaps total probably?
Yeah.
That's nothing. So I feel like maybe there's more injury involved right now, but it's not something I want to play with. And against a tough defense against a tight end, don't play him.
I was going to say, he's your tight end one, and you don't have any wide receivers really on that team, and he still only played 20-some percent snap count.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, dude, him – I mean, I was almost put Keon Coleman as well as do not play. Like, I don't like – even though this game implied point total is so high.
I don't think it's going to be.
I don't know. I don't know what to expect. You know, Mahomes is playing really, really well. Fast – pace freaking offense. Bills, I mean, they got fast paced offense, but they could also sputter real quick and find themselves in a deep dark hole and not getting out of.
I'd say if Kansas City goes up by like double digits, can they pass back in that game with the group that they have?
Josh Palmer.
Like, I think they play well with a lead because of the running game, but if they got to play from behind.
And then if the pass catcher you want, it's going to be Khalil Shakir. Like, he's the only one that Allen actually trusts. And last week he scored, what, a 48-yard touchdown or whatever it was. So I just don't like the pass catchers then for obvious situation. But, yeah, it scares me. All right, what about – our six-leg touchdown anytime parlay. What is your 3 touchdown guys?
I believe I had Genty, correct?
Yep.
And I had Jeff Chase?
No, JT Gibbs.
JT Gibbs, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, you put Ash and JT again. He's coming out.
I think he has a really good week.
Yep. I do too. You know, Jenty, Gibbs, and Jonathan Taylor as your three touchdowns.
Gibbs and Taylor are almost automatics at this point.
It's a Derrick Henry-esque last year is always a given. You know what I mean?
Either it's going to be a receiving touchdown or a rushing touchdown.
Because they're very well involved. Yeah. And Jainty, I think he falls in the end zone as well. My three is Christian McCaffrey, I think, is going to fall in the end zone this week. Mm-hmm. He's going to get back in.
I can't see back-to-back bad weeks.
No. DeAndre Swift I have as well. I really like DeAndre Swift this week. In the last 3 weeks, he scored a touchdown, one receiving, two rushing, and it's against the Cowboys, right? Yeah, so it could be a high-scoring game right there. Freaking Caleb Williams learns how to play a goddamn game at this point. And Tyler Warren, I just feel like he's going to score as well. I think he's long overdue. And, you know, last week it seemed like they tried to give him National Tight End Day a touchdown, but he just didn't get anything. So I think he's going to fall in the end zone. So our guys are Jainty, Gibbs, Jonathan Taylor, Christian McCaffrey, Swift, and Tyler Warren. Now, I said it in the beginning, next time we talk, next week, I mean, we text every day pretty much, you and I. Next time we are actually on the podcast, it is going to be our week 10 starts sits, you know, and then let's predict who's going to get traded because the trade deadline is next week, Tuesday at like, 4 p.m. Eastern time, whatever. Give me three trades you think is going to happen. We don't know what each of us are going to say, but let's hear your three possible trade predictions.
I think Judy gets out of Cleveland for two reasons. One, they're not using him and Dylan Gabriel can't pass down the field. Two, if Shedeur Sanders starts, they hate him enough to get rid of his number one wide receiver, so he fails. I think he's traded for both those reasons. And I wouldn't be surprised if he goes to Tampa because they desperately need another option.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's out of there. I think Jacoby Myers is definitely out of there. I could see him going to the Bills.
Yeah.
The things we just talked about, they need a wide receiver. If they're going to try to get to the Super Bowl, they need a legit wide receiver. And last of all, I still think Hall somehow gets traded out of New York.
Yep.
I'm not sure to where, maybe Green Bay, if there really is something wrong with Jacobs, or Washington, maybe.
Yeah, I don't blame you right there. What's funny is I have two of your three. I put Jacoby Myers traded to the Bills.
Yeah.
I just think it's like a match made in heaven. It's another Amari Cooper situation. Like, you're not doing well, and why not trade for somebody? And Jacoby Myers, last year of his contract, Cooper was it last year? Yeah, last year, right?
I could see him going to the Bills and be an instant double-digit target guy.
Yeah.
On that offense.
And then I have Breece Hall getting traded to the Chiefs. And the reason why I think the Chiefs is because there's so many speculations and rumors about the Chiefs in general, but Isaiah Pacheco just injured his PCL. So I don't know how long, like, he hasn't looked good. Kareem Hunt, like, stop giving him the goddamn ball at the goal line. Like, I don't understand what his issue is. If you get a dominant guy like Breece Hall, like, in dynasty leagues, his value just went up skyrocket. I know he's in his last year of his contract, but I think Andy Reid would be like, hey, we need to sign this guy.
And they might do it for that reason too, because he wouldn't be on the books for next year, so it wouldn't affect their cap.
Yep. And my last one, Tony Pollard.
I had him on my list.
But where does he go?
That's why I didn't include him. I don't know where.
I put the Eagles. And the only reason
safety net.
Safety net, exactly. Maybe they just don't feel comfortable with Tank Bigsby overall, because who knows if this groin injury is severe, you know, that he could miss. I mean, granted, it is a good time because he is on bye week this week with the Eagles. But Tank Bigsby had a great rush game, but he doesn't give you any value as a pass catching running back. Mm-hmm. And that's where they find a lot of success with Barkley. So, and Tony Pollard's not going to cost you much because that team sucks and they want to get rid of everyone.
Could Pollard go to KC, you think, for those reasons too?
That's another thing.
Too much like Hunt.
Yeah, he's like a Hunt, but better. I mean, I don't think Hunt's that great. But I could see him going there. I don't see Kamara getting traded to the Chiefs.
Well, he already said he would retire.
So. Yeah. Pina
Colada. And I believe him when he says that.
Yeah. And then I'm going to throw another one out there. Is David Njoku gets the hell out of Cleveland.
I had him on the list of finalists.
But where does he go? I mean, to me.
He needs a tight end.
Huh?
I'm thinking who desperately needs a tight end.
Well, you think about it. You're looking, okay. Does the Broncos? Like, is Evan Engram the guy? Or speaking of Evan Engram, do you just go to Jacksonville? You know, I don't know what's the word on Breton Strange anytime soon. I don't know. Or even the Panthers would be pretty sweet, too.
The Panthers, but I could see.
I really like the Bengals. But they got so much. They got Noah Fant, so
they would see. They would have to win this week and have a good indication when,
yeah,
when he's going to be back. I don't know.
I just don't see it.
That'd be a risky trade.
And I don't see any of the other real needy teams at tight end, like Packers don't.
Because you wouldn't get a lot for them because there isn't that huge of a need.
Titans, but that team's a freaking dumb fire sale right now. Giants, but at the same time, you got Theo Johnson that is producing. Maybe the Texans. What about that? Maybe Dalton Schultz is not the answer.
Yeah, a lot of it's going to depend on if teams win this week and they think they're legitimately in it still.
If they're winners or pretenders.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, they're contenders or pretenders.
Then Joku probably should be traded. But, yeah.
With Harold Fanning, that team wants to go younger. They're not going anywhere this year. They're, what, 2-whatever on the season?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him going anywhere this year. Yeah.
I'm just running through the list in my head where you'd go by. Just, I don't know.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I don't know where I would think they'd go. All right, let's get into our pick segment, and then we will get out of here because I am tired.
Yeah.
I was dealing with kids conferences and it's Halloween time. Mm-hmm. Trunk or treat's a thing nowadays. I don't know what the hell that is really, but I mean that's a thing. But yeah, I mean I gotta get to the gym in the morning as well, so maybe I'll see you there. Probably not, because you don't want to go at 5:30 in the morning.
That's too dark.
It's too dark. Dude, it's dark when you go to the gym at night anyways at this point.
That's true. That's true.
And then, yeah, that's another thing is it's daylight savings time this weekend. God, we get an extra hour of sleep, but it's going to be dark as hell.
Yeah,
anytime you go outside.
Is there an overseas game this week? Might actually be awake for that then.
I think there actually might. Nope, I don't see it on the list.
Of course not in the daylight savings week.
No, why would that screw everything up? Yeah, there's no overseas game and one Monday night football game.
Back to normal.
Yeah, until the next 3 weeks, I know there is no, or there's.
Wait till we have Christmas games and New Year's Day.
Thanksgiving, Black Friday. Black Friday. What are we going to do with Thanksgiving and Black Friday like games? Like, we might have to record on like a Wednesday and just be done with it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. So, Ravens and Dolphins, you and I already texted each other this morning.
Yeah.
We both had Ravens. I mean, that's a given. I felt
that was
like
a given.
Panthers, Packers. I have Packers.
Packers.
Okay. Bears, Bengals. I took the Bears.
I took the Bengals.
Okay.
Because it's in Cincinnati.
That's why I was thinking as well.
And I just don't have faith in Caleb Williams at this point.
That's my guy.
Like the physical traits are all there, but he can't seem to put it together.
No, he cannot. Vikings, Lions. I have Lions.
I have Lions. I don't even know who the quarterback is this week for Minnesota.
I think JJ McCarthy plays, but that's another guy. Like, if he plays, what do you think about TJ Hockenson? I'm not playing TJ Hockenson. He just burns you too much.
Mm-hmm.
He might have a 4 for 60, but you might have that 1 for 5, 1 for 10. Like, he's just burning you too much. I'm not playing him. He's been a different guy ever since his ACL surgery a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers and Titans. I got Chargers.
Oh, Chargers.
For sure. Falcons and Patriots. I have Patriots.
I have Patriots because last week I just left such a bad taste in my mouth.
You should use some mouthwash on that one, then.
That's no biggie.
49ers and Giants. I got the 49ers.
49ers.
Yeah, it's just so hard to predict what at home,
The Giants have just lost too many weapons at this point. Like, Neighbors, Scataboo, like.
Yep. Colts and Steelers. I got Colts.
And Colts.
I think that's a given. Dude.
God, they look so good this year.
Just talk about it, though. They are the number one team in NFL. Like, just think about that. With Daniel Jones as their starter.
Well, Taylor's helped him look good.
Well, yeah, of course.
No, Jones has looked good.
Jones has looked pretty damn tough and good as well. I really like it.
That team looks for real.
Yeah, and their defense is coming along as well on top of it. Broncos and Texans. I took the Broncos on this one.
That's what I did. I don't believe in CJ having back-to-back good weeks.
No, I don't either.
Don't.
I know Patrick Surtain's not playing this week, I don't believe. I think he's on the IR.
I just think Denver's running game is far superior.
Yes, definitely agree. Jacksonville and Raiders. I got Jacksonville.
I have Raiders because I have no faith in T-Law anymore. Even though I picked Travis Hunter as a start.
You're very high on Ash and Jainty this week. Like, so perhaps that's going to have some lead way into it.
And they're at home and they might get Bowers back.
Yeah, I think if Bowers comes back, he needs to be fully healthy. I don't know what's going on with him this year, but yeah. Saints and Rams. I have Rams.
Rams. Yeah.
I think Tyler Shook is going to get shook right out of his pants.
Yeah, unfortunately, I would love to have seen Devin Neal, but I think he's probably too hurt to play.
Yeah. Chiefs and Bills. This one, I have a hard time. I really like the Bills, but I took the Chiefs just how well they've been playing.
I got the Chiefs.
I'm taking the Chiefs as well. I was thinking Bills just because they're at home, but I was like, Seattle and Washington. I got Seattle.
Seattle. Washington's just kind of a hot mess right now.
Yep. And this next one on Monday night game, it could be a very big shootout. Cardinals and Cowboys. I took Cowboys, but it really could go either way.
I took Dallas, and they basically came down to home field.
Yep. I mean,
and I think their offense is a little bit better.
I think this game and the Chiefs-Bills is going to be my toughest matchup. Like, I don't know who to expect to win all those two. Everyone else, I kind of feel confident on.
Yeah,
it's those two games. I don't know.
Yeah. I could see the Bills getting killed, though.
Dude, how well Patrick Mahomes has been playing.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a full array of wide receivers now. And Travis Kelce's all of a sudden started to come on.
Yeah, 99 yards. I don't think they've had a 100
and he's got three running backs last year. Like, well, Macheco's hurt, but I mean, Rashard Smith can receive. Like,
I think he's going to show up, and then Kareem Hunt, he's going to get your goal line steal touches. So, yeah, it's hard to say.
I mean, this could be if they get, say, Buffalo loses badly, this could be the thing that pushes them over the edge to make a trade for Jacoby Myers.
Yep, somebody in that sort. I could definitely see it. But that is a wrap of today's show. Thanks, Bill, again, for always joining me on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
Sometimes Wednesdays we do, but it's – can you believe it's already week 9, though? Like,
it's gone fast.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You got, like, 5 more weeks of fantasy football until the playoffs. Like,
I was just thinking that. Most of my teams are doing okay. There's one or two that I'm like, I don't know if they're going to make it this year just because of injuries. Just got me.
That's really what mine is. Is I'm usually 7-3, 6-4 every week with all 10 of my teams. My dynasty teams are all looking great.
We're neck and neck in dynasty.
Yeah, your ass is mine, boy. But I got to make a move. I'm talking to some people trying to make moves, but it's so hard to trade in a lot of these leagues when, like, people don't reply.
We're 1-2 in that dynasty league. When you're 1-2, nobody wants to trade with you at that point.
No.
Nobody.
Because my first round pick is worth nothing to them, I guess. No. I don't know.
I would love a tight end in that league, but I can't trade for one.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Yeah. But you got any plans for Sunday while you're watching football?
Sunday? No, I think my Sunday's actually pretty clear. I can just sit back, relax, and
you're not picking up any Goodwill stuff or anything like that.
No. I'm usually not on Sundays unless Packers play a noon game, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, if they play noon game, they usually don't.
Yeah. I gotta go to players and parents, traveling volleyball mandatory.
Traveling volleyball. Like,
yeah, I gotta go to a traveling volleyball team meeting thing that my daughter's on. So yeah, it's like,
yeah, bake cookies for everyone.
Oh hell no, they're making cookies for me. I don't bake. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I gotta see what time that is because I'm hoping it's like a quick in and out because I want to go back home.
You know, the earpiece in.
Pretty much. That's what I should do is, hey, can I have your Wi-Fi so I can watch my game? I don't know what the hell you're saying, but yeah. But yes, nonetheless, follow us on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, X, whatever you call it, Louis Lewis 5. I'll be on Player Profiler Now Plus channel on Tuesday. Bill, you and I will be right back here next week. Till then.
Yep.
Peace out, fantasy heads.
From the Podfather to you, I deeply appreciate you tuning in. Many ask, what can I do? What can I do to help support the hosts, the research they do, the production costs? Go to playerprofiler.com, Dynasty Deluxe, World Famous Draft Kit, Rankings, DFS Dominator, and of course, Data Analysis. Subscribe to any one of those, and you support all of us and take Player Profiler to the moon.